A few weeks back, while I was giving a webinar on podcasting, a participant posed this question. Is it all right to curse in a podcast? Seems like the cool ones do. And before I could respond, another participant said, lots of people think cursing is cool, but isn't not cursing even cooler? I smiled and told myself, that's a nothing but net 3-point shot. And that lit a light bulb in my mind on what I'm going to talk about this episode. Hello, I'm George, and welcome to your masterclass. We continue with our series on podcasts. This is brought to you by Cutprint Productions. In episode 28, we discussed content, or what to talk about in a podcast. I cited several top podcasters and their formulae for success. In this episode, let's dig deeper into podcast content. I try to listen to podcasts both from local and international sources. A good number of them spend the first 5 to 10 minutes feeling their way into their main topic for the episode. 5 to 10 minutes. In that span of time, people would have turned away and switched off. Try to recall the 3 numbers I told you. 5, 7, and 17. If you don't catch the interest of your listener in the first 5 seconds, you're gonna have a heck of a time retaining them for the rest of your podcast. 7 minutes is the average attention span of a normal human being, and 17 minutes is the tolerance threshold of a listener. So what do? You have to make sure you capture the listener right from the get-go. Is your podcast relevant to your target audience? Again, remember WIIFM. What's in it for me? The perennial question of your listener. If he couldn't care less about what you're talking about, he won't see any reason for sticking around. There was a time when I was waiting for my daughter to get her caffeine fix at Starbucks. I was inside a car, tuned into an FM music station. The program was supposed to be popular among its target market. It was a mix of 80 to 90% talk, 5% commercials, and 5% music. And it was supposed to be a music station. Anyway, it also was live on the internet. And from the time my daughter got out of the car to join the queue to Starbucks until she came back, the DJ and his crew were talking about how to figure out if a person is gay. Good grief. They spent a good 15 to 20 minutes squeezing the topic to death when all they could have done is go the easy route. How to tell if a person is gay? Go ask him. Folks, we're in 2021 and it's really no big deal. The worst part is that most of what they said didn't even make sense at all. They were loaded with sexual innuendos, adolescent and puppy love anecdotes, and their irrelevant personal experiences in private jokes, none of which would have mattered much to the regular listener. Relevance. Your topic has to be relevant to your listener to make him feel relevant and involved. Language, diction, slang. People in my age range are now having a difficult time communicating with the younger generations. Understandable. However, a lot of people ask me how I could relate to them. You see, I conduct training workshops, and my clientele are anywhere between the ages of 12 to 70, a majority of which are in their 20s to 40s. Oftentimes, they wonder how I'm able to communicate with them clearly despite the age gap. I tell them I always think of my listeners. That's a number one rule in communication. Know your audience and speak their language. You're not going to use medical jargon to a group of engineers, right? Conversely, if you're young and have to speak to significantly older people, you need to learn their language too, their expressions. I even go to the extent of getting familiar with their music. It's a surefire icebreaker in bridging the generation and language gap. Remember, the more relevant your podcast is, the more chances of getting your listeners to stick with you episode after episode. Now, what about profanities? Cursing. It seems like it has become a new normal in communication. Lacing your statements with countless cuss words. Does it make you sound cool? It's just like asking, does cigarette smoking make you cool? When we were young, we thought it was really cool. It made us hot, if you know what I mean, especially to members of the opposite sex. And after several years, we realized the only guaranteed consequence of our being cool was getting lung, throat, or mouth cancer. It's not cool after all. Same is true with cursing. Tell me something. Do you actually do a lot of cursing in normal everyday conversations? Do you think you can get away with that kind of language when you're at home with your family? I'll bet your answers to the two questions are in the negative. If so, then why curse in your podcast? You say a lot of popular podcasters do that. So, if a popular podcaster says it's a great idea to jump out of a 20th floor window, would you actually jump out? Guess not. Gary Vaynerchuk, one of the most popular podcasters and influencers in the world, was actually asked that question. Watch or listen to any of his social media blurbs. You'll be lucky if you hear only a handful of profanities. He averages one every 10 seconds. He explains that he doesn't mean any harm with those words. He just got used to it. It was the language of his youth. And he gets across, especially to people with his background, with that kind of language. Not that he's justifying it. It's just who he is. To be fair, he never or rarely says any of those profanities on television and radio, except perhaps on XM satellite radio. In other words, he takes great care in knowing his audience before spewing off a ton of expletives. One of the most successful and followed podcasters is Simon Sinek. He doesn't speak what we might call French to his listeners. He makes sure that his target audience understands what he's trying to explain. Plain and simple English. No need to consult a dictionary. Everything is K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, stupid. The stupidest listener would be able to understand what he's saying. I was mesmerized with the way Nelson Mandela spoke. Although he had this thick South African accent, his words are plain, simple, and direct to the point. No frills, simply sensible, and people got it perfectly. When I first heard psychologist Angela Duckworth, it made me want to pursue a course in psychology. She made it sound so interesting and fascinating. That's the key to a great presentation. A great podcast. It has to be interesting and fascinating to your listener. Remember, your target audience is not only limited to your immediate family and friends. You have the potential of capturing a whole slew of the world's population. And all you got to do is have relevant, easy-to-digest content. Here in the Philippines, I admire our hundreds of thousands of podcasters who churn out episode after episode and hoping that their podcast reaches and influences their target audience. I admire more those podcasters who really take the time to prepare their material and skew them towards their audience. It is a tedious process, boring, and if you're doing it on a weekly basis, it can be really stressful. Especially if you know you have to come out with an episode by hook or by crook. My 2 cents worth? Do a lot of show prep. Try to come out with sets of related topics that can be spread out into several episodes. That way, you can string them together and make the listener look forward to the next episode. You not only engage the listener, you entertain him and create stickiness, sticky enough to make him look forward to the next episode. Make him hang on to that thread and make him bite deeply into that bait, hook, line, and sinker. Next week, let's try to listen to ourselves and figure out a way for us to sound better. It's quite simple. When you sound good, people gravitate towards you. I'm not talking about a rich, deep voice. I'm talking about how pleasant you have to sound to keep your audience glued to your podcast. And if you have any questions, just email me at george@cutprintproductions.com. That's george@cutprintproductions.com. Looking forward to a riveting episode next week. And don't forget to watch Boomer's Banquet, my weekly live stream on FB Live and YouTube. It's on every Saturday morning at 10 Philippine time. And you can catch our previous episodes on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other platforms. Oh, and the same goes for this masterclass. All the previous 28 episodes are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thanks for joining me. See you next week. Keep safe and sane and well, and stay cool. Good night. God bless. Ad maiorem de gloria. This show is produced by Cutprint Podcast Network and George Boone. Executive producer, Patsy Ferrer. Writer, George Mercado. Creative director, Christine Alido. Social media manager, Nia Escondo. Sound engineer, MJ Habal. Researcher, Lee Malcolm. To advertise, email us at podcast@cutprintproductions.com or call us at 0918-807-8478. That's 0918-807-8478.